This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Don.
Peter.
I need to start ENN by asking you a question, okay?
Yes.
Someone, I posted, I guess it's responding to a tweet of mine about the interview I did with New York Magazine. I think it was based on like the headline that said, you know, some people love him, some people hate him, whatever. And a hater, responded to it, "No, we just grew out of hip hop by 15.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Do you think that it's wrong or that I should respond by retweeting it and writing, based on your profile pic, I would say you've grown out of lots of things?
No, nah, why do that?
That could be some fun.
What do you say?
So you're making fun of
Michael, you say no.
Heavy?
That's right.
No.
By the way, I've been fat my whole life. Let someone try to come at me for fat shaming. If you've been called fat your whole life, you're allowed to make fun of other fat people. Sorry.
But you're not fat now.
Guess what? I have to work my tail off to not be fat.
Okay,
and the second I am fat, guess what anyone says?
Here's the rules of engagement. Let yourself bloat up 60 pounds and then send that tweet out.
But it's such a... Oh God, I love the joke so much. No,
then
Natalie
do it.
Says,
do it. Go ahead.
It's
Natalie's smart. No. Natalie's your conscience.
Such a heinous take.
No, Natalie said bad energy. Don't send it. Okay, I won't.
No, that.
But I just want to say,
too cosmic with me. Stop. Bad energy.
You don't believe in that?
No. I mean, there's so many creeps in the world that have bad energy, and they live till 95. That's nonsense. Bad energy. There's so many bad people that do bad things.
But you don't know what happens to them at the end.
Yeah, you
know. Do I know what happens to them in the afterlife? No. But they live just like us. Then the bad people, just we see it every day in public life how bad people are. Nothing happens to them. Bad energy doesn't exist.
But that's what. Listen, this isn't about being religious. But this is where faith exists. You have to have faith.
Well, I hope that the movie Ghost is a documentary and they get taken by those terrible ghosts and dragged into some awful thing. That's what I hope. But I don't know.
But do you think that a guy that tweeted Peter deserves to be dragged off by the bad ghosts?
No. Natalie's saying if Peter says something nasty to him, it would be bad energy. I think bad energy is nonsense.
I don't.
Can I do one thing, a personal thing right now?
Please.
Some good energy. I'd like to send out happy anniversary wishes to my sister Peter and my brother-in-law, my sister Debbie, brother-in-law Peter, their 38th wedding anniversary.
Ah, nice.
And they actually get along and they like each other and love each other. And I was there at the wedding and I just wanted to wish them both a happy anniversary.
They're fantastic.
No, I see people that are married 10 years that despise each other. They actually enjoy each other's company.
There was no Yankee game that day, so Michael was at the wedding.
I actually took off that day.
For being at your sister's wedding?
I took off that day, okay? Although I love you, you're not my sister.
No, but you the way you said I was at the wedding was like that's supposed to be some sort of breaking news. It's your
no,
sister.
No, I mean, there's a lot of families that don't invite certain people to weddings. Maybe I would have been left out if she didn't like me, but she loves me. I was even in the wedding party.
Wow!
Yeah, because you're close to the brother-in-law.
Yeah, but even if I wasn't, Debbie would have ordered him that I'm in the wedding party.
That's kind of pushy.
Yeah, she's very pushy like that.
Well, by the way, our resident comedian,
Mike Gaffney.
I want him performing at the bowling thing.
Yeah, he wrote us and said that it's his good friend Kevin's birthday today.
Really?
And Kevin's a big listener of the show, listens every day, so we had to shout out Kevin for his birthday.
That's Shining Wizards Kevin. I said it earlier. Are they listening?
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Gaffney and Kevin are real-life friends?
I guess so.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the same. I didn't realize it was Shining Wizards Kevin's birthday. All right, guys. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't mind if he rubs it on his forehead.
That's very underrated.
I'd like to say, I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Yeah. So is that on the list?
No.
Then shut up.
All right.
Wow, this has been a good day. And I'd like to say good evening to Michael again.
I can touch anybody I want.
A lot has happened. It's been a very full program.
I'll tell you what, the show has been so fiery that I've personally lost really long-time listeners to the show that I have no use for anymore. Mm. That people don't know what entertainment is. I'm done.
I saw that.
Well, what do you mean? What happened?
I'll tell you off the air, but very disappointed in a long-time listener. Michael's being mean. I don't like this part of Michael. I hate painting. Oh. I mean, really, you're listening 20 years to the show and you think that this is different. All of a sudden, I'm evil Mike. He's mean to Don.
Wow. Wait, this was a listener? Or?
Oh, you know the guy, too. A guy that we treat like gold.
No. At Hospodar.
Am I right, Don, or am I wrong?
I read it, and I was shocked.
Spike?
No. Spike is a god. By the way, Jarb just rings in with a very nasty tweet about Chris Carlin. He said, for Chris Carlin to average 261, it means he's never bowled to score under 200. He have to bowl regular 300, so offset the bad games to maintain an average that high.
Yeah, a lot of lies were told.
I think we were completely worked. Really do. I just can't believe that Chris could roll that regularly, that good a score.
That's crazy.
Now, Bobby Paschetti, like a bowler, but my God.
Bobby Paschetti goes, honestly, you guys bring my spirits up so much I can be completely out of it or in a bad mood, and you guys always make me crack up and smile. And Chris Carlin, I love you, fat man.
I think the Chris segment, I'm saying it right now, very underrated.
We used to hate it, but it's grown on us.
I just think Chris is really funny and unique. I don't know. To me, he doesn't sound like anyone else on the radio. His self-deprecation, he's just funny. I'm a big Carlin fan.
Wow.
See? Now, guys, something awesome happened today. A classic between Djokovic and Nadal in the French semis. It was just, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the highlights on Twitter. Roland Garros was like just posting clips of some of their these ridiculous rallies that were just mind-blowing. In the end, Djokovic bests Nadal in four sets after dropping the first. It ended up being 3-6, 6-3, 7-6, 6-2 on Friday night. The match was 4 hours and 11 minutes, but get this. There's a COVID curfew in Paris. And as a result, French officials decided to lift the curfew because the match was so exceptional. Let's hear the announcement in French and the reaction from NBC Sports.
Je le rappelle, en accord avec les autorités nationales, le match va pouvoir aller en son terme en votre présence.
Wait a minute.
Did they change the rule?
Now, I've got to ask you something, Peter. So in France, now walk me through this because I'm not that bright. COVID only comes out at night after curfew. You can't get COVID if you're out before curfew.
Have you not heard the Houdini classic, The Freaks Come Out at Night?
I'm shocked by the arcane rules or just the willy-nilly rules that they're coming up with this virus. you can pack people together in Milwaukee outside, but they have a curfew in Paris. Well, again, COVID only comes out after midnight?
Well, what's weird, we had a curfew too, but we weren't packing people into buildings, but we did have a curfew.
Right, that's when no one really was out. But now, you could pack into Roland Garros, but once the curfew hits, you got to get home because that's when COVID comes out to play. Please.
Well, so what do you think
eyewash.
The actual
logic it's eyewash.
Is? I'm guessing the logic is that the longer nights go, the more people drink, the more people don't care, the more COVID spreads. Don, is that what you think the logic is?
What is really based on here, where our curfews were, restaurants were only allowed to be open until 10. And I think the idea was what Peter said, try to limit the number of people out in the public for a short period. It's all just playing the percentages. It probably was eyewash, like you said, Michael. But, you know, if people are out 12 hours as opposed to 24, then you can cut things down a little bit.
That's what I'm guessing the logic is. Now, Stephen A. Smith had a take today on his show that created quite the debate. Let's hear what Stephen A. had to say on First Take.
Donovan Mitchell is outplaying both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Not one or the other. Both of them. And the brother's 24. Got a J, got a handle, got an NBA body, is strong, can finish at the basket, can take it to the hole, can create his own shot, can hit free throws. There's nothing that this brother cannot do. In Utah, already, I want to hear about Karl Malone. I want to hear about John Stockton. That's the best player in the history of the Jazz organization right there. I just said it, and I ain't stuttering. Donovan Mitchell is a superstar.
No, it's great when Stephen A. says, I don't want to hear about it, but you are going to hear about it. He's not better than those two players yet. He might become better. At 24, he's better than Karl Malone and John Stockton? Nonsense.
Well, part of it is doing something consistently for a long period of time.
I, you know, you guys know I love Stephen A. Love the man. Love the man. And the reason he's a star is because of things like this. But, and by the way, I don't like Karl Malone. I wasn't a fan of the way he played basketball particularly. I found him to be boring. Not my kind of game. Not my kind of guy off the court. Not into Karl Malone. But guys, second highest point total ever? Is that it? Or first?
Second. Behind Kareem. I mean, two-time NBA MVP. 11-time All-NBA first team. Come on, Stephen. Come back to us. Jeff Hornacek was better over a long stretch of time. This guy's 24 years old. You're going to put him ahead of Malone and Stockton? I don't want to hear about it. Well, I'm sorry, Stephen. You're going to hear about it. They're better.
Now, listen.
If the statement would have been, okay, so guys, listen. Here's why Stephen A is Stephen A, and here's why we're local yokels, okay? Because the real statement would be, if Donovan Mitchell plays an entire 10-year run in Utah at this level, he will surpass Karl Malone and John Stockton. But that's not exciting. That's not a take. Well, that's nothing. This is a take. So that's what makes him Stephen A.
Yeah, but you got to be logical, too. Well, listen, as great as Jacob deGrom has been, I'm still not ready to say he's the best Met of all time.
Right. Is he better than Tom Seaver? Really, Don? At this point, is he better than Tom Seaver?
He's on track to be.
Right. So he could say he's had better seasons than maybe Tom Seaver did. But the course of a career, you're going to say he's the best Met of all time?
Because here's the folly of it. God forbid if Jacob deGrom, after his start today, says, you know what, I'm done with baseball. I'm over. I'm retiring. He's not going to the Hall of Fame. Same thing with Mitchell. He's not Correct. Going to the Hall of Fame at 24. Those guys, Stockton, Malone, they're in the Hall of Fame. So you still have a body of work. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Peter. But if I've got to be great by just saying something ridiculous, then that's just silly. And I don't think he should do those types of things. Because you end up getting burned.
For his career. Which is like a career, 23-4-4 for his career right now. Now, I'm not saying you can just read a player completely in statistics, but that's what he is.
No.
Karl Malone, I don't even know. What do you think Karl Malone's career average is? 26?
25 points per game, exactly, on the number.
Yeah, you're right. 25.0, 10 boards.
Yeah, he's a hack.
Over an entire career. Forever. 1985 through 2004. It's just, I mean, I love it, but it's, no. Not yet. He will be, if he sticks around. But by the way, it's such a different league, too. That you never know how long he'll even stay in Utah.
Right.
It might be that we never even think about him in Utah again.
Who the heck knows? If the Clippers come back and beat them in Utah, the number one seed's out in the second round, he might demand getting out of there.
Utah might go to the finals. I'm sorry. They might. Because
they're up 2-0, right?
Yeah, Serge Ibaka is getting back surgery, so the Clippers lose him. That's a big loss.
Do you think that Utah-Brooklyn, Michael, would be a legitimately competitive and fun final?
Yeah, I do. I think it would be pretty good. I think Brooklyn would win, but I think it would be pretty good.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Speaking of the Brooklyn Nets, we talked about it all day today. Let's go back to the moment on ESPN when Mike Breen called the skirmish between P.J. Tucker and Kevin Durant.
Durant, fouled. And if it's on Tucker, that's going to be his fourth. As Tucker and Durant get into each other's face. It appeared to be a security coming in that had the shove there. See, I think it's hard to tell if Tucker's yelling at Irving or the security guard who came bowing in.
Wow. Even
how about Breen right on that in real time?
And he used the term barreling in to describe what turned out to be Kevin Durant's personal bodyguard running onto the court and shoving P.J. Tucker sort of in his backside. I mean, you could argue it was in an effort to separate the fight, but the thing is this, there was no fight. The most violent act that took place was Tucker being shoved by the bodyguard.
Barreling in. I mean, they don't give Hall of Fame plaques to hacks, okay?
Yeah. No, barreling in was the word choice.
The more I think about it, though, it's so ridiculous what happened. Because... So Durant's got representation in this altercation, and Tucker doesn't. Think about that. I'm just looking at it now. It's ridiculous.
We'll see. We'll see if this continues to be a storyline in this series. Of course, in the end, it was a disgusting game, relative especially to the Nets and how they've played throughout the playoffs. Just terrible shooting from everyone, especially Joe Harris, 1-for-11. Just a messy, messy night for the Nets. And in the end, the Bucks were able to take advantage and get a win. So, listen, as crazy as this series has been, the Bucks have still not played a quality game, and they're down 2-1. You could argue yesterday is a really huge win. Well, obviously it is, because they don't end up down 3-0 and they don't give up their home court. But also, guys, they didn't play great yet, and they're down 2-1. Now they got to put together one great game and see if they can tie this game before they go back to Brooklyn. We'll see if they can do that this weekend. By the way, Carmelo Anthony, among five people up for the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award. So glad that he was completely destroyed by Knicks fans and basically run out of town so he could go on to have a solid career in Portland eventually and do things like be nominated for social justice awards. Everyone has driven the point home at attacking Carmelo Anthony senselessly for years.
Gave us
and
lots
guys,
of radio.
I know. I believe it. God, think about it. Everyone, he was such a heel in this town. Think about what a baby face he is relative to KD and Kyrie. I mean, he's like 1987 Hulk Hogan. Speaking of fights, tomorrow night, guys, big UFC affair. We talked the other day to Dana White. And Izzy Adesanya and Marvin Vettori have made weight for their title fight tomorrow night at UFC 263. Adesanya at 183.5, Vettori 184.5. If you've never watched Izzy Adesanya and you're looking to check out UFC, tomorrow's a great night to do it on pay-per-view on ESPN+. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening. It was best of times. It was the worst of times.
I've always wondered, Peter, why they take these weights the day before. So you could balloon up now and be so much heavier when you take the ring tomorrow. Why don't you do it right before they step into the ring? Yeah. Isn't that an accurate assessment?
Well, because then if something's wrong, then the fight's over. I don't know.
It's still going to be over.
You balloon up before a fight, though. Like, you really want to eat a bunch of stuff.
No, but you could starve yourself now, but you could just be normal weight. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've had a fun time this week. Really, we have. So stay tuned for Carlin. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.